It was a full house as farmer and rancher leaders gathered at Peterson Farm Seed, north of Fargo, for a roundtable discussion. From the state of the farm economy to farm bill implementation, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue heard from over 20 ag groups and industries about issues top of mind for North Dakota agriculture. Trade remains front and center.
Well, I heard that farming's tough. It's tough here in North Dakota. It's really tough across the United States. And I hear the answer is trade, 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 trade. And for these younger farmers coming back, as I indicated, the best and the brightest will come back to the farms if we give them an opportunity for a profitable lifestyle. And what we're trying to do is to provide markets across the world that will give them a predictable margin of profitability ongoing. If we're able to consummate the trade deal with China, it's going to be very good for agriculture across the board.
Valley City farmer and American Soybean Association director Monty Peterson says there are concerns with the ongoing trade negotiations. Peterson's message to Secretary Perdue was exports need to remain strong.
We have to do whatever we can to do. And of course, that comes along with finalizing trade agreements and the importance of getting that job done. And so, I think that's what it's going to take. We need to, you know, simply get the first trade agreement accomplished, work on the second one. We have some concern when we're working on multiple trade agreements at once.
The importance of young and beginning farmers was Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association President Dan Youngren's message to Secretary Perdue.
My 23-year-old son is coming back to farm. I'm extremely happy for that. But for him to be as successful as I am, he needs 7 more farm bills to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of heavy lifting.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.